This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, a bench of Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Malabagchi questioned the timing of SIR. The court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and why the exercise cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. The Apex Court remarked that the poll body should have acted earlier on the matter if it was to check the citizenship. Noting that the draft revised rules will be published in August, the Supreme Court listed the matter for further hearing on the 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit with, if any, before the next hearing. Meanwhile, Election Commission is already taking Aadhaar as per page 16 of Special Intensive Revision SIR. According to the official sources, the elector's photo identity card, EPIC number, is already pre-printed on the enumeration forms given. The SIR guidelines provide that the existing electors, including those who have temporarily migrated, can download a pre-filled enumeration form from website, that is voters.eci.gov.in. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. Addressing a conference on Indian knowledge systems at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar asserted that the strength of a nation lies in the originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions.
Indian knowledge systems continue to radiate from hotspots around the world. We should reclaim that heritage, nurture it, and ensure its blossoming. We should continue to connect to the roots of Bharat. India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. This is very significant. Rise without this is not lasting. Rise without this is not in harmony with our traditions. The strength of the nation inhabits in its originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions. That is the kind of soft power.
The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood and landslide affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees has been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Inaugurating the two-day conference of Vice Chancellors of Central Universities at Kevadia in Narmada District, Mr. Pradhan said that there has been a fundamental change in the higher education structure of the country in the last decade. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that India has seen 4,000% increase in installed solar capacity, addressing the 11th India Energy Storage Week 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal noted that the country's renewable energy capacity now stands at a robust 227 gigawatt. Animesh Kujur of Chhattisgarh has created a new national record by completing the 100 meters race in 10.18 seconds in the Dromia International Sprint Meet held in Greece. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has congratulated Animesh on this achievement. Mr. Sai has said that this historic achievement of his will inspire the youth to move forward in sports. And that is the end of this news bulletin.